one who does the mafter, he's the one who should do lead the tzibur in kedusha and tefila. But who knows? He has kapav, and he will be the one who will duken if he's a kohen v'imhoya katan aviv or rabbi over an al yado. But if he's a katan, because we know that a katan is allowed to learn the haftorah, then his father or his rebbe will do it for him. Even today, this is the minhag, the one who does mafter. We try to encourage him to do musaf. A katan may lane, and he may be metargame. Aval eino paris al shema, says the Mishnah. He may not lead the tzibur. Ve'eino over lefei ateva. Ve'eino no se his cup if he doesn't duchen. Pocheich paris es shema. One who is he has no feet, shoes on, he's barefoot, his knees are uncovered, Rashi says his feet are uncovered, he's allowed to daven for the amud, he's not allowed to get an aliyah, can't lead the tzibur. Paris Hashma, we said, is a lesser form of that. He may not, I've lost the place here.
What's the deal with duchening without socks on?
He's not allowed to lay in. We don't like Domela Voda. Suma Pores as Shema, a person who cannot see may do this. The semi Tfilah B'tzibur Pores as Shema in the Torah game. Buddha Omer Koshlo Ra Ma'oros Miyamav. Buddha says anyone who's never seen the Ma'oros, the sun and the moon in his life, Eino Pores al Shema, he may not lead the Shema Bracha because he cannot say the bracha of Yotzer HaMa'oros. My time, says the Gemara. What is the reason? The reason that we have the person who got the Haftorah is the one who lanes and the davens for the tzibur is because since he got that kavod, I'm sorry, since he did something which is a little less kavod, the maftir is not the highest level of kavod, it's the lesser of the aliyos, and it's the add-on. So we give him the kavod of davening for the tzibur. Rav Bar Simi Amar Mishum De'asili in Suye. No, the reason we do it is because we don't want there to be machlokas. We don't want you do this way, he does it all. My benayah, what's the nafkamina? Ika benayah De'avid Bechinam. In a place where they would go, where there was no schar, where there was no payment, so then there's no issue of fighting. No one's going to fight about which one you get because they're all the same. No one gets money for it. However, mishum kavod there's going to be an issue of kavod. Tanan v'mayakatan avav rabo over al yado. The Mishnah says that if he's a katan and he cannot daven for the tzibur, so then his father does it for him, or his rebbe does it for him. Yeah, mishum ansuye katan bar ansuyehu. What are you going to say? The reason is because of fighting. Why are you concerned about fighting? A katan doesn't care. So it must be because of kavod. It's a proof that the reason we have the person who gets maftir, does the aliyah, is because of kavod. Because if it's because of fighting, katan's not going to fight. So what are you going to say? It's because of kavod, katan bar kavod, or kavod, katan has any, it cares about kavod. Ella, you can kavod aviv called rabo. Rather, what are we concerned about? Because there is kavod to the father. So Hakanami, you can assume Abu Rabo, same thing. Maybe the father will fight for him. So you have no proof from the fact that a katan is the one, but that a katan also has this din that we have the Rabo daven for him. Okay, Pocheach, someone whose knees are showing paris el shema, he may do the semi davening for the amud, but not the full. Boy, mine ula bar rav me abaye katan pocheach mao shiikar b'torah. What about a katan whose feet are showing? Can he lane? Amar leviti boylech arum. Why don't you ask about a completely undressed? Or my time alone? Why do you understand that a katan who's completely undressed can't? Mishum kvod tzibur, because obviously that's not derech eretz. How can I mishum kvod tzibur? So even a semi partially undressed, there's no difference.
We set guidelines for when what part of male body parts have to be covered?
For Kriyas HaTorah, you cannot be barefoot. That's the word it just says. Pochech, it's called.
But then how does that go all the way up to the knees?
Like, I don't know the rule. Rashi says Kira'av. What are the Kira'av? Is that the thigh? Is that the shin? Is that the heel? Is that, I don't know exactly what that is. You have to find what that is. No, it's no gay. I don't know the exact halacha because in Eretz Yisrael, the minigas, they wear sandals. And they don't wear socks. I think there's a discussion about this.
They're dirty people. Just kidding. They're pretty.
What was that? Like, what was that?
That's now why you tore it forever.
I don't know why you would say that, Jake Stern. I don't know why you would say that.
let's just say they don't wear suits or anything. They're just not there. They do their own thing.
There's a very Middle Eastern culture of wearing sandals a lot. I don't know if you've seen that before. The question is whether there's a halachic issue with wearing sandals. Certainly for any of us to wear sandals without socks would be a halachic shailus, but you're not allowed to. We don't wear it. In America, it would be, but there, it could be that it would be accepted because that's not considered. Okay, what's that?
My dad does it. He like goes to shul on like Shabbos afternoon for mincha, just wearing his sandals.
Nice. Without socks.
Yeah, it's very comfortable for him.
Everybody, but you know, but he's not davening for the Amud. No, the issue is not that he's davening for the Amud. This is a separate halacha of Pochech. That's what we're talking about here. Okay, guys, we'll stop now. Have a good day.